USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will need to bring its daily coronavirus case count down by 10,000 by September to gain any level of control over the pandemic before fall, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert. The country continues to log 50 to 60,000 new cases a day, suggesting it's right in the middle of the first wave, during a live stream with the editor of the Journal of American Medical Association. He said, if we don't get them down now, they're going to have a very bad situation come the fall. The prediction is based on two factors: the expected flu season, which sickens thousands of people in the United States each year, and cooler weather forcing people indoors. The U.S. now has 4.6 million cases of COVID-19 reported, with more than 156,000 deaths, by far the largest numbers for both case counts and deaths globally. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A judge dismissed a legal challenge that had been blocking Virginia officials from removing a towering statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from the state's capital city, but he immediately imposed another injunction against dismantling the figure. The new 90-day injunction bars Governor Ralph Northam's administration from removing, altering, or dismantling in any way the larger-than-life statue of Lee on a prominent Richmond Avenue, while claims that a lawsuit filed by local property owners are properly litigated. Hurricane Isaias is expected to push ashore into the Carolinas in the overnight with life-threatening storm surge flooding, damaging winds, and flooding rainfall. Some additional strengthening is possible before it hits land, and Isaias will only slowly weaken as it spreads those impacts up the East Coast as far north as the New England territories through early Wednesday. Hurricane warnings have been issued for the Carolinas, and tropical storm warnings extend as far north as Maine. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Georgia senator talks about the potential for reopening schools, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
When students return to school for the start of the 2020-2021 academic year, their school and classes will look very different than they did in March when schools were suddenly ordered to close because of the coronavirus pandemic. Every state's education department is releasing a roadmap to safely reopen schools. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue says opening schools is a topic that he's been thinking about for quite a while.
This has been on my mind all along as we thought about shutting the economy down first, now reopen it.
Senator Perdue also hearing from family members on this issue as well.
My wife is very adamant. You've got to protect teachers. You've got to protect the children.
A Bethlehem, Pennsylvania man opened fire last week on cigar store employees after refusing to wear a mask inside the store. And the very next day, police said he shot at officers with an AK-47, hitting their vehicles during a traffic stop near his home. The man was identified as Adam Zabrowski. After firing at the officers, they returned fire and struck Zabrowski. He was flown to a hospital. A Slathington police officer suffered a minor injury, but no troopers were hurt. Zabrowski faces 22 charges relating to the incident, including attempted homicide, aggravated assault, and robbery. He's being held on $1 million bail. He had lost his job because of the coronavirus pandemic and recently had lost custody of his child. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.